Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Well, hello and welcome back to the show, Sina.
So excited to be back. I know last time we got a lot of good feedback from your audience, so I'm glad we could add some value and make this a regular thing.
Yes. If you are new here, Sina is my fiance. We've been together for 11 and a half years. He is an Enneagram 3. I'm an Enneagram 7. Our brains like think very differently, but I'm super excited because we love to jam on all sorts of weird topics when we're just walking, and we thought we would just bring one of those to the podcast today. So I'm pumped.
Yeah,
are you pumped?
Yeah, we got to come up with a name for this, like walking talks or something like that.
Yeah, like whatever. We'll figure it out. But if you have any ideas, feel free to slide into our DMs because we don't have a name for this. But what I want to talk about specifically is actually a text message that you sent to me, and I screenshotted because you've got your little one-liner like wisdom sometimes. And I want to just break down how to kind of manage that season that you're in where you're somewhere where you don't feel like you can handle it, right? Or it's unfamiliar, like that the dance that we have to do between giving ourselves grace because we're learning and we're evolving and also still wanting to push ourselves so that we can get where we want to go. And I feel like you and I have a little bit of a different take on this, and it would be just a cool thing for us to dive into. So I'll tee it up kind of with the text. So essentially, I was feeling a little bit like frustrated and just overwhelmed because I had a lot of really exciting things on my plate, but I was wondering if I was capable, right? Like we've all had those thoughts in our head where you're pushing towards a new goal or you're in a new role or things are going really well. And you're kind of like, ah, am I the person that can handle this? Like, am I capable? Am I going to be able to manage this the way that I want to? And you responded back to me. I literally screenshotted it. You said, Keish, you were once in a place where you didn't know if you could handle where you are now. It's a learning process. You're going to just keep going. It's okay. Right? So I think that's really powerful because a lot of times we don't give ourselves credit for the fact that we could not handle the season that we're in now, even a couple months ago, especially as we're recording this. It's like we're in this weird quarantine COVID season where we're just trying to navigate it all. So let's like dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And that's such a good one-liner I threw out there. Glad you saved it. But really, this applies to anyone that's going through something new for the first time, or even during this pandemic of doing the same job or same thing in a new environment where it's where you're not used to that. So even though you know all the skills of what you're previously doing, you're now put into this new environment of, let's say, you have your husband at home or your kids are at home and you're homeschooling now and all these other factors that play into it. So I know for you, at least when you sent me that, you're a little overwhelmed in that time and I sent you that text, is you're doing something new for the first time. You have all these new commitments that you have going on. You have all these new tasks that you have to get done where previously 6 months ago, you knew how to do those tasks at that moment. But now, fast forward, you have all these new things on top of what you're doing before.
Yeah.
And what came to my mind was, well, look at that progress you came from, and you needed those 6 months to really learn how to become that person to handle those things. Mm-hmm. And on the flip side, it's giving yourself grace that you learned that, but also handling it now and how to push yourself to go past that as well. And it's that delicate balance of, it should be, you know, a little stressful or a little overwhelmed, however you want to label it.
Yeah.
Because that means that you're trying new things, you're expanding, you're growing, you're in a new position and new situation that you're learning to handle.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting because whether it is like with the, for the listeners, the situation is you're in a new work environment, or maybe you're pushing for a new goal, you're at a new level, or you're just navigating going back to an environment that was once one way and is no longer that way anymore. So for example, when I think about companies that have had a bunch of employees go work remotely and now start to come back together, how strange that is to adapt to a new culture that will never be the same like it was before, because we don't know what happened to our coworkers during this season when they were at home, what type of family dynamics were going on, how stressed they were managing like their kids, or if they felt like they were supported or whatever it was like. So they're coming back to their old environment as new people. And then we're beating ourselves up sometimes that we don't know how to navigate that new normal, right? Or we're beating ourselves up that, you know, we're progressing and tasks are getting harder, but it's simply because they're new. And anything that's new is hard because you've just never done it before for the first time. So whether that is, like you said, a new environment of coming back to work or navigating a new work dynamic, or that is pushing for a new goal, or in my case, you know, being an entrepreneur growing with a company that's growing rapidly, I'm so excited about it, but I also have to give myself grace to say, hey, wait a second, Keish, like you have never done this before. So of course, it's going to feel overwhelming at times, but that's where progress comes from. And often we want to wish away this stage and say like, I wish I could just handle it already, but I need to learn the coping mechanisms and the tools in order for me to handle that next level. And we talk about this often because it's like, I don't want to wish away this middle stage, you know?
Yeah, I think that's really good. There's two things in there that I really heard that were awesome is for anyone that's going back to a job that's in an office setting or in a physical location, it's giving yourself grace and giving others grace that it's going to look different. No matter what industry you're in, you know, everything just got switched around and no one really knows how it's going to play out. No one knows how others are feeling. Everyone's at a different stage of being comfortable with what's going on and kind of leaving their house now and all that. So it's getting some grace for you and the people around you. And you're not going to go straight back into that normal that you had before. Mm-hmm. Like I know for myself, and for those of you that don't know, I'm a dentist. And during this time, we had some pretty heavy restrictions put on us and different types of safety measures that are now implemented, which is all great and all really good for both to protect our staff members and our patients. But it's a new normal at our work. And we're just trying to navigate through it. And we have patients coming in that are at all different types of comfort levels as far as coming in. We have staff members that are at different places. So we're just learning how to navigate it really to follow new regulations that we've never been through before. And it's a lot different than my training for the last, you know, 6-7 years of working one way. So, you know, all of us are just trying to learn that as well. And no matter where you're at, that's going to be the new normal is there is a new normal. It's not going to go back to what it was. And I think if you're able to know that don't put that pressure to just jump right back in. Just know that you're going to have to learn that messy little stage coming up of transitioning back. That'll help you a lot. But then also pushing yourself to get better and to work with coworkers in a new setting or environment, everything like
that. Yeah. And thinking about what you're going to learn, right? Because I think for anyone that's listening to this that is a content creator or a podcaster or a business owner, or you're in an environment or like in a role where you're putting yourself out there, the other thing to give yourself grace in is the fact that you're also managing your own anxieties and feelings about this situation. And it doesn't feel like creating content or putting yourself out there feels different when you're managing your own anxieties or other people's anxieties. You're trying to manage that energy. So I think it's like doing the best that you can every single day and knowing that there's a future version of you that's going to be so proud of you and how you've navigated this, but it's never going to look like how it used to. So I think it's like getting rid of this like dialogue around the old like normal or even the comfort that you once used to have. Because I think we're kind of talking about two things here. We're talking about COVID, but the other thing we're talking about is essentially when you're moving into a different role or you've got more responsibilities, or it is a new normal, that like you can't go back to that old comfort because you've grown beyond it. But that is the magic, right? When you're growing and you're evolving, as humans, we love progress, we love growth, we love getting better. If we're just staying stagnant, we're so bored. Like, that's just such a plain yogurt life that like I don't want to live. So even though I'll text you when I'm feeling frustrated, like, am I going to be able to handle this? And you'll send back like, you know, something about the concept of me not being able to handle it 6 months ago. It's an important reminder of you couldn't have imagined how to handle where you're at now, but there was a prior version of you who couldn't have imagined how she or he would handle that then. So it's like giving yourself grace, but then also still trying to do the best that you can to keep making progress, and understanding that you showing up and doing the best that you can is always enough. And also, it's such a gift because that's literally how you grow and get better. Like, I think of going into a new work environment. Obviously, I'm not a dentist, but going back into your work environment, it's like the hygienists and assistants and like people that are kind of navigating their new norm, you're having to learn the interpersonal skills to navigate someone else's anxieties of coming back, or whatever their life was like, you know, for the last month and a half when they weren't employed, or whatever it may be. You're managing that, and that's only making you a better person because of that situation.
Right. And I think something that just came to mind when you're just saying that is that feeling of leaving that comfort, and then now you're in this middle, and then you want to be at XYZ level. But yeah, giving it its time and its patience to really learn that messy middle, instead of trying to jump straight forward to the end goal of getting that promotion or becoming a manager or, you know, whatever your goals are, is leaving that comfort zone just feels scary and kind of messy. You don't know what's going on. But when you look back 6 months, you really appreciate how far along you've come. And yeah, what would you say to someone that's going through that right now? They have left their comfort zone. They're in a new environment or new job role that maybe they got roles added on to them, and they don't feel quite ready, and they want to just jump to the readiness stage and just skip that middle part.
Yeah. It's such a human tendency, like, that we want all of our goals and dreams like Amazon primed. And I've talked about this before, but it's like we want it yesterday. But I've gotten really comfortable with the fact that I literally could not handle that next stage of what I want. So I have to develop the skills and the mindset and the perspective to learn what I need to learn at this stage so that I can carry that with me to the next stage. So to the woman that's listening to this that feels like she's overwhelmed at the stage that she's in, to your question, Sina, is like, I would say give yourself grace, because you aren't going to know it all yet. It's absolutely impossible to be amazing at something when you're just starting. But know that what you're learning now is going to make it so when you get to that next stage, you can actually handle it and it doesn't fall apart and you don't have a total like breakdown, freak out, because you weren't equipped with the skills. Because while I did feel a little bit overwhelmed when I texted you and you reminded me of a 6 month ago version of me that would have never imagined I could handle this now, I didn't feel like I was at the point of like breakdown. I just felt overwhelmed and stressed, but that's a good thing. We get to choose how we label that. And I'm actually, yes, I'll get frustrated because I'm a human, not a robot, but I'm not labeling this stress as something that I can't manage. I'm learning that this stress is teaching me the skills and the coping mechanisms and the tools and the perspective that I need to develop so that when I get to that next level, I can handle it there too. So this space is needed, and this overwhelm or frustration or just like navigating this new normal and all of the feelings associated with it, that is absolutely required for growth, for you to get better and for you to feel freaking proud of yourself when you arrive at that next level, versus wishing it away. You're not going to feel proud of yourself if you just get it handed to you on a silver platter. And you're also not going to have the skills to manage whatever bumps come at that new level, because with the new level comes different problems, right?
Yeah, I think along the way, that's really good, that your new celebrations of winning are going to look different as well. So I know when we were talking and we talked about that day after I sent you that text when I got home, I was like, I listed out, like, look what you accomplished in this week period of you feeling a little overwhelmed. I was like, look at all these wins along the way of things you weren't doing 6 months ago. Yeah. And now you're doing them with ease. There's just a lot of them at once going on.
Yeah.
That was the issue going on. And the wind just looked different than when you left that comfort zone or you left that old new normal, and just try to recognize those and celebrate yourself along the way so that your drive towards that that final goal or that place that you're trying to go for. But
yeah,
it helps make that messy middle a little better.
Yeah. And I mean, it's clear that we have been together for 11 and a half years because I'm the celebration queen.
Yeah.
And now I've converted you.
Yeah. The Enneagram 3, always about the goals, but you got to find the wins along the way.
Yep. You got to jump on that mini trampoline. Yeah. Okay. Let's give them like one relationship example if they don't connect with a career thing. Let's talk about that real quick.
So I guess right now the most... Oh, so we can talk about like dynamic shifts role shifting in a relationship. I know we've gone through that before. So for the audience that doesn't know, when I was in dental school, Keisha worked to support us financially while I was in school. And, mm-hmm. you know, I worked my whole life up until then. And while in school, I wasn't able to work. So that was a pretty big one, I think. That's the biggest one we've gone through of moving across the country together is the first thing. And then having, you know, my girlfriend at the time be the financial breadwinner in a sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's going through that or something like that, but when those roles change, it was kind of it was a little struggle at first of really learning how to work together and communicate those things. And I think what we learned out of that was like clear communication and just how to appreciate the fact that we were both in new roles. So if you're at home right now and now your husband's at home from where, you know, you're both working out of the house and you're both on video calls and you're getting in each other's way and tripping over each other. It's, you know, setting up those clear communication kind of boundaries and those expectations and like recognize that like, this is new. This is, mm-hmm. this is weird. Like I know when we were in New York, we're like, whoa, this is like crazy. It's like, we didn't think of it at the time and removing, but when we really got there and it played out, we're like, okay, we got to like set up some clear communication around this. I mean, what do you think? What do you think was the best?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was huge that transition. And I think a lot of people can connect with just the dynamics changing, whether that is a financial role like ours was, which was, you know, that was huge of you going from making your own income to having me as your then girlfriend, like support both of us financially. There's all the masculine, feminine things that go into that. But combined with that, it was just the role switching in general to go from you being someone who worked to then being a full-time student to me going from someone who had a job that she went into and had a side business that was growing rapidly. There were so many different dynamics. So I think that the tip that I would take away from that beyond communication, which is such a good point, is also just taking inventory and understanding like, what do you have going on right now that is so different? Because sometimes we have expectations of ourselves to act in a quote unquote normal way of how we used to act, but the dynamics are so different, right? Like you just said, having two people that are on video calls all the time, navigating that. For those of you that have humans, like we have no humans yet. And like having little humans that you're also taking care of while two people are working in the household, or maybe one person lost their job, or one person is part-time, so there's financial strain, or maybe one person is an entrepreneur and now you're kind of seeing the inside scoop of what that looks like. So just taking inventory, having strong communication, but just understanding that this is weird. Like, let's not pretend that this is normal, but there's so much opportunity to grow and learn. And I would do that chapter 100 times over, even though it was the hardest year, that first year that we lived together in a 600 square foot apartment that was like $2,600 a month with one window. And I was building a business on the side of a 60-hour work week. And you were going back to school after a few years off. And we were like, meh, 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 like we were tiffing all the time. I would do that again because that season showed us how freaking capable we are of handling that hard time, right? It showed us how strong our communication skills got. It showed us like we can handle dynamic shifts, like give us a curveball. We freaking got this. So I give yourself grace. That communication piece that you said, Sina, is magic, and taking inventory of realizing this is not normal, but also give yourself credit because I am so, so proud of how we handled that. And I think the foundation of our future marriage is so much better because we were willing to go through that season and not throw in the towel. And I'm so grateful for it. I mean, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we just learned those skills to be able to work through things, and there'll always be new challenges in life and going through, you know, in a relationship, going through life, and it just building up those skills and that muscle of how to work through it and just staying connected as a couple.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Well, hopefully this little pep talk, fun chat episode, I don't know what we're calling this. So again, slide into my DMs if you have an idea for what we can call this, because I love having you on the show, Sina. So tag us, let us know your takeaways, and I will talk to you soon. And Sina, I'll see you in 45
see
seconds.
See you in the kitchen.
See you in the kitchen. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.